Welcome to the fusion of golf, music, sports, and entertainment. Golf Talk America with Tim Matthews and Frank Bassett. Take it away, boys.
Well, hello once again, everybody. Welcome to Golf Talk America. Tim Matthews with you, and we've got a wonderful show headed your way coming up in just a little bit. Our good friend Kevin Sorbo, the actor, writer, producer, director, and it goes on and on and on, will be joining us to talk about his golf game, but also about his latest movie coming out, something I think you might want to make sure you watch. So we'll talk to Kevin coming up in a bit because he's got a lot of interesting things to talk about, including going back a couple of weeks with myself at the Gary Player Foundation event that he was at with me at Aronimink Golf Club in Philadelphia. So we'll get to that. PGA Tour in a bit of a lull right now. Next week, they head to Los Cabos, Mexico for the Worldwide Technology Championship. But in the meantime, this is a bit of their off season. Then, of course, Tiger and his buddies go to the Bahamas for their big deal that they do in Albany every year that he does with about 20 of his friends. So, and we'll find out probably at that point where Tiger's game is and how he's feeling and whatnot. Speaking of which, guys with incredible golf games, Frank Bassett in our Nashville studios. How you doing, Frank? The runner-up at the, what was it, the Club Championship in Nashville there?
Temple Hills Charity Classic for invited clubs. Yeah, we were
there
second.
There you go.
Yeah.
Very nice.
Yeah, one stroke. It just sucks. I mean, really.
It's a putt here and there.
And, you know, I brought my ringer in. Of course, the local rep for PXG.
Yeah.
So, T-Row. Travis Rowe, who's the fitter also, and he's got so much game. So we did something really crazy I want to tell you about real quick.
Okay.
On one of the par fives, which is a long, kind of easy dogleg left over a big creek at the end. Well, they said, okay, you have to hit a 5-iron off the tee. And then from the fairway, you can tee it up and hit your second shot.
Mm-hmm.
So everybody hit a 5-iron off the tee. Boom, boom, boom. Needless to say, we went to Travis's ball. And T-Row tees it up. We all hit. Lay up. So he can go for it. Well, he's got to go over this monster set of trees. I mean, hugely tall trees. He pulls out a 3-wood and tags it and puts it within 5 feet of the pin.
Wow.
280 nice. Yards or something. Ridiculous, you know?
Wow. And you still didn't win.
And then we make the putt. So, I mean, you know, we're on in two. Now we're down in three, but actually your net from the fairway, your net zero. Okay. Yeah, there's the way they did it. So we had a 2 on a par 5. Still didn't win the damn thing.
Golly.
I was just absolutely beside myself. I was so upset. I poured a scotch. I poured a scotch.
You sure did. Probably more than one.
Yeah, boy. Yeah. Oh, me. Anyway, it was a fun time.
By the way, I was mentioning, and of course, last time we spoke, I was in the Bahamas as part of the White Sands NCAA Invitational. So very happy to be there. We were mentioning the Bahamas because the golf continues this week and next week because next month coming up in December with Tiger being there. But next week is the women's part of the White Sands. Last week when I was there, it was the men's. And I want to give the props to the great players at Santa Clara University. They won the men's division. And in particular, Frank, to a guy that did pretty well on his own, and that is a great golfer. North Texas, by the way, I got to throw this in too, my local school here. North Texas was a runner-up to Santa Clara for the men's championship. By the way, the champions were 45 under, Frank.
That's
Santa Clara,
ridiculous.
3 rounds, 45 under, tells you how good these college players are. It's just kind of amazing. Gareth Stein of Georgia State was the medalist. The low individual, and because of that, finished at 15 under on his own ball. He gets to qualify. He gets an automatic spot in the 2024 Puerto Rico Open. So he gets a spot.
Yeah. How sweet.
In a PGA event. So congratulations to him.
Do they pay his airfare also and his lodging?
I just don't know. I don't know what they do because, you know, a college player. So I don't know if he's got to get there in his zone and play, but I think somehow, some way, he's probably going to go.
Probably going to
get a chance as a college player to play in a PGA Tour event. I think you're going to do it. Anyway, and the women played this week. So, again, I want to thank everybody there. Angelica Cartwright, she's the general manager, sports tourism department in the Bahamas. And they just did a wonderful job putting this entire event on. Sport 5 Sports Marketing managed the whole event. Jeff Radel and his crew there making sure that they operated the event in a first-class way. And so I had a great time, and I really want to thank everybody there, Robbie and everybody at the Ocean Club. We had a wonderful time. So looking forward to going back again next year. So that
Robbie, I believe if you play the tape back from the last show, said that I was going to be doing it next year, and you're not.
I believe that tape somehow got washed away.
It's right here. I made three copies. One is hermetically sealed in Funkin' Wagner's front porch in a jar, as you know, where that came from.
So nice.
Yeah, boy, it's a sweet place. Yeah.
So it's cool. It was very cool. So anyway, now I said we got Kevin Sorbo. We'll take a break here in a second. We have Kevin Sorbo. And people might remember him from back in the 90s in a couple of big shows. He was on Hercules. He was Hercules.
Yes, he was.
And played in other TV series as well as movies and whatnot. So Kevin's
big sci-fi, The Andromeda Strain. He was big in that too. Yeah. Well, Gene Roddenberry. That was kind of the sequel to sequel to Star Trek.
That's right. And he does a lot of his own movies now. He's an independent producer of movies and has moved to Florida from California. And he's got a new movie coming out. Like I said, it's The Miracle in East Texas. He'll tell us all about it. But it's an early 20s, I believe.
30s. Yeah, 30s, I think.
30s
yeah.
about some guys that were kind of scamming some people. And it turned out to be a oil boom
in East Texas.
So, sounds like our podcast.
Yeah, really. So, by the way, our ads are going on sale next week for $1,000 per 15-second spot.
Yeah, yeah.
Right, wrong.
So, anyway, so we'll talk to him about that. So, it looks like I think it's going to be a lot of fun. He told us about it at the Gary Player Foundation. He showed us a little clip, and he'll tell you where you can go to a website, and you can look at your own trailer, if you will.
You can buy tickets now, too. We'll talk about that. But you can get your tickets online right now, and you should. And it has the ability, I think, online, and we'll talk to him about it. But you can also buy tickets for other people, so you should do that. Kevin's a good dude. He's been a good friend for a long time.
Good guy. So anyway, well, let's take a break because Kevin's got a tight schedule, so we want to make sure we get to him. So let's take a quick break here, and we'll come back, talk a little bit more golf and movies and whatnot with Kevin Sorbo. You're listening to Frank Bassett and Tim Matthews here on Golf Talk America, and we shall return right after this.
Is hiring challenging? Yes. Do you love a challenge? Also, yes, you need a hiring partner that can help you rise to that challenge. You need Indeed. Indeed is the hiring platform where you can attract, interview, and hire all in one place. Instead of spending hours on multiple job sites searching for candidates with the right skills, Indeed's a powerful hiring platform that can help you do it all. We streamline hiring with powerful tools that find you matched candidates. With Instant Match, over 80% of employers get quality candidates whose resume on Indeed matches their job description the moment they sponsor a job, according to Indeed Data US. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it makes hiring all in one place so easy because the candidates you invite to apply are three times more likely to apply to your job than candidates who only see it in search, according to US Indeed data. We get you one step closer to the hire by immediately matching you with quality candidates. I can tell you, folks, I use Indeed and have over and over again in my past businesses. Works perfectly. My wife is the head of HR for a major corporation, which has to go unnamed right now, but I can tell you this. She's used Indeed over and over again, and she absolutely raves about it. Told me about it far before they ever became a sponsor of Golf Talk America. So, join more than 3 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Start hiring now with a $75 sponsored job credit to upgrade your job post at Indeed.com/golfer. Offer good for a limited time. Claim your $75 credit now at Indeed.com/golfer. That's G-O-L-F-E-R. Just go to Indeed.com/golfer and support the show by saying you heard about it on this podcast. Indeed.com/golfer. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Welcome back to Golf Talk America. Tim Matthews and Frank Bassett.
Hey.
Coming at you. And as we said, there's a little bit of a lull in the golf world as the PGA Tour, the LIV Tour, just finished with their team championship and everybody divided up their gazillions. And the PGA Tour is having a bit of a break. They go to Los Cabos, Mexico, for an event next week. So,
yeah, boy.
So, yeah. So, we got a little bit of free time to talk about other things like Frank's golf game and his favorite scotch and whatever else.
And losing the charity tournament by one stroke this past week. Yeah, that killed me.
After a double eagle on the...
Yeah, double eagle on a par five. Yeah.
On a par five. So, other than that. So, but it also gives us an opportunity to spend some time with a good friend, Kevin Sorbo. And as I mentioned in the first segment, Kevin and I met a couple of weeks ago at the Gary Player Foundation event at Aronimink Golf Club in Philadelphia, where Gary won his first major, the 1962 PGA Championship. But Frank and Kevin have known each other for quite a while. So it's a little bit of a homecoming there. But we welcome Kevin to the show. Kevin, thanks for being with us. We appreciate it.
Good to be here. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, it's great to have you, buddy. Last time we saw each other was at the premiere of The Secret Handshake here in Nashville, Tennessee, I believe.
Right, at that university there.
Yeah, absolutely. Belmont, I think it was. Yeah.
So, actually, I just did another movie with Howie Klausner, who wrote and directed that. Howie lives there in the Franklin area, and he just he wrote the Reagan movie that I starred in with Dennis Quaid. Dennis Quaid plays the president, and I play his pastor, and that movie will be out next spring.
Oh, great. I can't wait to see that. You're going to...
Golf guys, you got to remember, next week is the Champions Tour down here in my neck of the woods in Boca. It's at TimberTech, and I'm playing in both pro-am days.
Uh-oh. Do you need a caddy?
Sure, come on down. I've done it before. The last time I played, in a couple years ago, I played with Darren Clark and Mike Weir. That was my two pros over the 2 days. It was great.
Oh, my God. Nice. I bet Darren Clark's a great – well, so is Weir. He's a great guy, but Darren Clark's a lot of fun. Yeah.
Well, I've met them both a number of times before, but this is the first – I played with Mike once before. We did an event at Shadow Creek out there in Steve Wynn's course in Vegas.
Yeah, that's not a bad track.
Yeah, it's not too bad.
You got to make sure Kevin, when you're there, say hi to a couple of good friends of ours on the Champions Tour. That would be Paul Stankowski and last week's winner, Frank. We didn't even get congratulations to Harrison
Frazier. I know. Harrison Frazier
event from here in Dallas. And so say hi to both those guys for us.
I will definitely do that. I've been, you know, lucky. My first time ever as a celebrity playing with the pros was with 1994. My third year on Hercules, and it was at the Plantation course before it became the first tournament of the year when they take the top 30 players there in January,
right?
And in Kapalua, this was before that actually became a tournament. I think the first time around was called the Mercedes,
yeah.
Then the Hyundai, now it's called the Sonoma or something like that. But this is, my first pro ever was Freddie Couples, which is pretty cool.
So I bet you had a million women following you guys around the golf course. You got Hercules and Couples. I mean, give me a break. Well, what a team.
We were both players at that time. I was single, so.
Perfect.
Yeah, Freddie had a famous hole-in-one that wasn't a hole-in-one at TPC Sawgrass 1 year when I was there with him.
Right. Yep. That's right. I played that in high school. I played in the high school golf team, and on my home course, number 8, par 3, I pulled it into the water. Next one, I knocked it in for a 3.
Yeah, that's heartbreaking, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
it's a good story, though, right? It's a good story.
Since then, I just had my 10th hole-in-one about a month ago.
Oh, wow, 10th. Well, I have one in my life. My gosh. So Tim tells me, you guys were at Aronimink, of course, with Mr. Player and his charity event. He tells me your game is really, really, really good.
Well, here's the thing. I'll say it this way. So what happened was the day before on a Sunday at Aronimink, Trevor Immelman and Mr. Player put on a little bunker clinic, if you will.
Yeah.
So there's mostly big guys that were writing big checks and contributors for the foundation. And I was there, and Kevin was there. Anyway, we were watching, and they just hit great shots, one after another, but just regular bunker shots, right, from about 15 yards away. And then he says, Gary Player says, but what about to be able to hit the long shots? If you have to hit out of the bunker, and you have to a 9-iron or something, let me get Kevin Sorbo, come down. So he gets Kevin to come out of the crowd to hit a shot to a pin that's about 60 yards away, right? He says, okay, take out your 9-iron. Thinking, okay, and we're all kind of going, oh God, I'm glad he called Kevin. I don't want to be the guy that has to hit this shot. And I'll be damned if Sorbo doesn't hit the shot about 5 feet from the pin, 60 yards away. Just hits a great, and hit like two of them in a row. And Player was almost like, Okay, well, there you go. It's a piece of the cake. It was not exactly what Gary thought was going to happen. He thought he was going to have to teach him something. And, Kevin, you hit a couple of great shots there. It was a proud moment for you.
It was pretty funny. Actually, in street shoes as well. So it was like, I think it didn't work out the Gary wanted it to. It kind of, you just reminded me of something. Penn and Teller used to have they still have a show now, but they had a show on cable. Where they would tape everything, tape all the tricks and bring in guest stars. And they bring me on. It was during my Hercules years. And they had this giant mayonnaise jar. And I rip a card of my choice in half, write my name on one half, and hold on to the other half myself. And I was not supposed to be open this mayonnaise jar. They tried to rig it not to. Well, they broke the jar.
Hercules.
They had to reset the trick.
The whole thing. I want to back up for a minute, Kevin. You heard Tim try to do Gary Player. Don't think he needs to get any credentials to do voiceovers. You agree with that?
I agree with that.
There, Tim. We got you, brother.
I had to add a little flavor to it. I was just trying to South African flavor.
I have to ask you this, Kevin, before we go any further. When are you going to be in Nashville again?
I was just there. I did the Mike Huckabee show.
I had no idea.
I basically flew in, arrived at 2, was on the set by 6, and then I flew out the next morning at 5 in the morning. So I wasn't able to get around. I got to give a little plug, guys.
Do it.
I do a lot of these autograph shows, these Comic-Con shows through the years because of Hercules and Andromeda.
Yeah.
Well, half the people come up to my table now, come up to me and say, and this is more the last 6-7 years, they come up to me not because of Hercules and Drama. They come to me because of my movies that are family friendly, like What If, God's Not Dead, Soul Surfer, Let There Be Light, things like this.
Yeah. Right?
So now I put those pictures out there as well. And that's why we'll get a minute to talk about my latest movie, Miracle in East Texas.
Sure.
So I teamed up with a guy out of Knoxville that does a lot of Comic-Con shows because he's like-minded like me. He's conservative. He's a Christian. And I said, why don't we do a Comic-Con show that is more like a faith and family show? So it's going to be in Sevierville. Sevierville. So we're going to be there on May 29th. We're hosting a golf tournament on that date. So we're hoping you guys can help us out, get a bunch of golfers and sponsors up there. And then on May 30th and June 1st, that weekend, on that Friday and Saturday, we have a bunch of different actors that have done family movies like Neil McDonough, like John Schneider, Dean Cain. You know, we've always, you know, he was super. But we're going to have – so people go to riseupcon.com. You can see all the people that are coming so far. And we're looking for more sponsors for not only the event for autograph show, but also for the golf event. We've already got a number of people going to be there. We got Patriot Mobile out of Dallas, Texas. They're going to be our main sponsor, but we're looking for more sponsors and more whole sponsors. And I hope you guys can be part of that, riseupcon.com.
Well, we'd love to be part of it, love to do the show there. And if you want to, we can record something together, like a quick clip, and put it on. You can put it on your website, you know, from Golf Talk America, and then we'll promote it on the show from now till the event.
Yeah, so
love to be there.
It's going to be end of May, and I think people will love it. And we need some golfers to show up. We're going to get a couple Tennessee Titans are going to join us as well. And the celebrities I mentioned are going to play in the golf tournament. We're not going to keep it huge. I mean, we're going to keep we'll have 100 golfers with 20 celebs. And so it's going to be good. We're going to have 25 sims on the golf course.
Great.
Kevin, do you want me to come and do my Gary Player impersonation?
I would love you to come, Gary.
Okay. All right.
I already invited Gary. He told me he showed me the schedule. He's going to be in the Middle East at that time. He's going to be where's he going to be? Saudi Arabia or something.
Probably Dubai.
Probably Dubai.
Well, then you need me. You don't have Gary, so then you need the next best.
No, he needs the person who is closest to Sevierville, and that would be me. There you go, Tim. There you go.
Hey, you know who you need? How about Burton Gilliam? I'm sure you know Burton, don't you, Kevin?
That might not be good for the – this is family-friendly.
He's family-friendly.
I think we got Jeff Foxworthy, I think, is going to show up now as well.
Jeff's been on our show several times. He's great.
Great guy.
He is a great guy. Hey, buddy, listen, we just want you to know that – we've had you on several times. The next time that you come on the show, we want Sam to come on with you. Your absolutely lovely wife. I mean, she's a special gem. I know a lot means a lot to you in your life and your Christian faith. And your walk through recovery from the stroke and everything that you had back then. So, yeah, we'd love to have Sam on, too. I see that she's, and let's get into it, I see that she's co-starring in the movie with you that you are starring in and you also directed, which is Miracle in East Texas, coming out this weekend. But you can go online right now and get tickets. Is that correct?
You can go online right now. These guys, these are golf guys out of Nashville and Dallas, and I've done their show before, and they want you to be on the show. And here's my wife right here.
Hi there.
Oh, hey Sam, how are you?
Excellent. I'm doing very well. We're very excited about this movie that's going into theaters on Sunday and Monday.
We are too. Can't wait to see it. We've seen everything, and of course we were at the Secret Handshake with Kevin. You weren't there, but it was done here in Nashville. This is Frank Bassett, by the way, and my co-host Tim Matthews is on the other end.
Hi, Tim.
Tim was just at the event I did for Gary Player.
Okay, very cool.
Yeah, Tim's doing the Frank Bassett travel methodology now. I've been staying home more, and he's been on the road. He just goes to Aronimink and then down to White Sands in the Bahamas the next week, and who knows? A lot like, you know, you guys traveling all over the world. But, Sam, got to ask you, the guy that you are married to, the fabulous man that you're married to, everybody that has heard him on our show and asks me, and they've seen your movies and seen you in the movies, they said, how can they be so mean to each other in the movie and then turn it off?
It's called acting.
That's what I tell them. Yeah, we love seeing you in the movies. I mean, you do such a great job.
It's our therapy. It keeps us out of the therapist's office.
it's a money-saving thing, right?
Hey, Sam, can you tell us a bit about the movie? Tell us what Miracle in East Texas is all about in a two-minute version.
Sure. It's based on an absolutely true story, but we tell it like a tall tale. So it's a family-friendly comedy about these two basically scoundrels who would woo widows into investing in their fake oil wells and declare a dry hole and move on. And they get to Texas and they accidentally strike oil, but they've oversold the well by about 500%.
Yep.
That's what we do with our advertising on this show.
Yeah, exactly. But the miracles ensue after the discovery of oil. It's an incredible story. It lifted entire communities out of poverty. It's part of American history. It's very pro entrepreneurship and pro forgiveness. And you know, we live in a cancel culture, which is actually a culture of unforgiveness. So we just felt it was time to breathe a little bit of the American values back into our culture with a film like this.
Well, because you see the movies that they're putting out there in Hollywood, and you see Disney's going to lose over $1 billion this year with their woke and crazy agendas they got going. So if you're a stockholder in Disney, you're probably not too happy. And it's not a really good way to keep a business going if you're going to drop $1 billion away. So, you know, I want to keep doing movies that have positive messages. And that's what we've been doing for the last 13 years. Movies like God's Not Dead, Soul Surfer, What If, Let There Be Light. My most recent one in theaters was Left Behind, Rise of the Antichrist. So I hope people check that movie out. That's based off the Left Behind 80 million best-selling books from Tim LaHaye and Jerry Jenkins.
So we want people to go to
it's a Fathom event. We don't have a $100 million advertising budget like they do in these bigger Hollywood blockbusters that are, you know, you see their trailer in every football game and every golf event.
We need people to tell other people about the
exactly.
movie and invite them to the theater
Please.
And enjoy a great time in the theater with their families and with their friends. And
SorboStudios.com. Go to SorboStudios.com. You can sign up right now, put your zip code in, you find out what theater's near you.
I'm doing it.
We're joined by Kevin Sorbo and Sam Sorbo, his wife, talking about their new movie, Miracle in East Texas, which, based on a true story, and if I'm remembering right, Kevin, you telling me back at Aronimink, is this the Hunt family? Is this connected with the Hunt family in East Texas and their money?
Don't give it away.
Very loosely, at the end of the movie, we introduce a character that comes in to really buy up all the worthless shares. True story. And paid back all the widows we ripped off. He now owns all the rights to the oil. My character says, what about us? We found the oil. And he says, son, you're going to get your freedom, and freedom ain't free. And we change the name to Heinz. We picked a different ketchup. it was the Hunt family. But since it's such is not a big part of the movie, really. It's a story of these two guys getting to that point. We want to get in sort of any issues with the Hunt family, but this is how the Hunt family started out becoming wealthy.
Well, this is the creation of the, you know, he basically overnight became the wealthiest oil man in the industry.
Right. Biggest find forever. We don't want to give too much of it away, but let me ask you this. What brought you to this script? I mean, are developing the script? What? How did you find the story?
Well, Dan Gordon is the writer of the story. Dan Gordon is an Oscar-nominated writer. He's an amazing writer. He wrote The Hurricane for Denzel Washington. He wrote White Earth with Kevin Costner. He wrote 60 episodes of Highway to Heaven for Michael Landon's TV series. He brought it to us. He wrote it originally for Paul Newman and Robert Redford over 30 years ago. And those guys just couldn't get together in the time to shoot anything. So it just sort of was collecting dust. Well, Dan has done a couple movies with Sam and I, and he brought the script to me. I said, you got to be kidding me. This is awesome. The biggest battle we have as independent filmmakers is raising $3 million to do a movie. I mean, we shoot movies, amazing movies, with $3 million. Production on that is just as good as anything in Hollywood. We just don't have 70% of the movie visual effects like they do for Thor and Spider-Man and things like that. Right, we do movies that have real characters with real stories. So we were lucky enough to get the funding for this movie, lucky enough to find a great location to film it. And here it is. And it's won 10 different film festivals. So
it's
a wonderful family movie, rated PG, and people all the time. I get stopped everywhere I go, and it's not because of Hercules anymore. It's because of the faith and family movies that I do.
People are starving for that, Kevin. They're absolutely starving for that right now in this country. Yeah.
And I'm curious, Kevin, if you're, let's say you're Newman, I know you want to give some credit to your co-star here. Who would be Redford in The Miracle in East Texas?
That's a good question. I don't know who would have played what character. I think Paul Newman would have been my character, and Robert Redford would have been Ratzenberger's character.
Yeah, so that's what I was getting at, is Ratzenberger. You hadn't mentioned him yet. He's in the movie with you, remember from Cheers.
So John Ratzenberger is such a comedic force. He is such a clever guy. And I tell people, stay for the credits, because during the credit roll, we put up all the bloopers that happened.
I love that.
And Ratzenberger's bloopers are incredible. Not that he makes mistakes, but he just is goofy. Even during filming, he just gets goofy, and it's just so much fun. So watch the credit roll at the end of the movie, and you'll leave the theater feeling uplifted and hopeful.
I'm going to give one. We're wooing one of the widows in the office, and John is doing his dialogue, and all of a sudden, a massive roll of thunder goes through, and John just stops and looks at the woman and goes, "That's my indigestion."
I tell you wrong.
Taco Bell didn't exist in those days when the movie was shot.
But I think probably the diet back then was probably better than this today.
Probably is, yeah. And I didn't. No disparaging against Taco Bell. Just a disclaimer here, okay?
And we have Lou Gossett Jr. is in the movie as well. He was fantastic.
Fantastic actors in there.
And
Sam's in it. Sam plays one of the widows, I believe.
I'm no slouch.
Yeah, that's what I was about to say.
He plays one of the widows, definitely.
You showed us at the foundation event a trailer. Can people see a trailer? Is that online somewhere if they go to a website or anything?
Studios.com.
Sorbostudios.com.
You'll see all the – there are also free downloads that are available that we created for book groups and homeschool families, because we just want people to get more out of their entertainment than just exhaustion, which is what I find with all the big blockbusters that they do, all the special effects. That it's fun, but you leave the theater just sort of exhausted. We want people to be uplifted and encouraged, and so there's free downloads that are available. Everything's available at sorbostudios.com. Do sign up for our newsletters, because we do send out fun newsletters from time to time, and that's the way we stay in touch with people these days.
Done. That's a non-issue. So let me ask you this. Sam, do you play golf with Kevin at all, ever?
Well, I did, and I've said that I will again, but he goes out first thing in the morning. It takes him about an hour and a half to put in 18 holes, and that's too fast for me.
Good Lord.
Yeah, I don't join any course unless they let me tee off first. And they're a big occurrence. Oh, you're going to run into our mowers, and let me talk to your grounds team, and I'll do it. Don't worry about it. And I always be able to work it out. The last 10 years we were in California, I was a member at North Ranch Country Club, where a little university called Pepperdine plays out of, and they've won a few national championships.
Yeah, through the just a few.
And then the course I'm down here now, last week, we escaped California. We live in the free state of Florida now. And the course here that I play at, I go out in the morning. Half the time there's a guy from Toronto that joins me, and we take our separate carts, and there's no etiquette. We hit when we're ready, and if someone's raking the trap after a sand shot, I don't wait for him to get on my green for me to putt. I just putt. So we do about an hour and a half, hour and 40 minutes tops through 18 holes.
I was going to invite you the next time you're in Nashville to my country club here. In fact, you were right down the street from Bluegrass Yacht and Country Club, where I'm a member here in Nashville.
Oh, cool.
When you did Huckabee. It's right, the golf course right up the street.
Yeah. So I played with my good buddy Scotty Hamilton there at the golf club in Tennessee, I think it's called.
Yeah.
It's pretty nice.
That's a nice track, too. Yeah. Scotty's a good dude, too. He has done a lot of good in his life for a lot of people also, much like you and your wife, Sam, have done. So,
yeah, he's a good man.
Well, Kevin, we appreciate your time. I know you've got a lot of other things to do, other people to be interviewing you to talk more about the movie. And again, we'll keep promoting it. We'll talk about it even when we're done with you here to get people, because I and Frank and I both agree, it's something, that kind of entertainment is something that needs to get out there more.
Absolutely.
And people need to see it more. So we'll be happy to help in any way we can.
Everybody can be encouraged, and everybody can also tell their friends about the movie. You can go to sorbostudios.com, put your zip code in, and buy your tickets, and then screenshot that. Send it to all your friends and say, hey, join me at the movies.
There you go.
Great idea.
Perfect.
That's a good idea.
Appreciate it.
And by the way, guys, we'll be happy to, as you know, we always do. Now, the next movie that you're doing, any time that you get toward a golf theme, I think you're probably going to need at least a quick shot free, okay, of the Golf Talk America show with Tim and Frank, and maybe you on the set with us. Just in passing, B-roll stuff, you know?
All right. A little self-promotion, Frank. Of course he needs that. Yeah, he needs that.
It got quiet all of a sudden.
That means a no. Yeah.
I think it's no.
That's a hard no. That's a hard no.
We'll do it. We'll figure it out. I've got a script that we just got to raise the money for it now.
Well, let's do it. Let's do it. We'll try to help you.
Perfect.
Go donate $5 at sorbostudios.com to make a golf movie. There you go.
Hey, now
we're going to plug it. Believe me, we will do that.
Need roughly, I don't know about
how many listeners you got?
A thousand
listeners.
Yeah, we have more than that. If we could get our listeners to donate a dollar or two or five or 100 or whatever.
Weird thing, you know, I got almost 2 million followers on Twitter. How do I get them to each to donate $1? It's a dollar. We can make really good family movies. It's weird that it makes it so difficult to raise money when our government throws billions of dollars to countries that hate us. It's weird.
That's you're right. Well, that's a whole show that we could talk about. And Tim and I are right there with you. By the way, and I know you're going
to
like this. Congratulations to our new Speaker of the House, the most conservative speaker ever in that slot. Love it, love it, love it, man.
Good yes, sir.
Even though he is an LSU graduate, and you know I went to Ole Miss, so we just won't go there. But hey, guys, thank you both so very much. What a treasure to have Sam on with you. And please don't be a stranger if you get to Nashville. All you have to do is text me, and I'll come meet you like we did last time, and you can tell me not to eat pepper again.
There you go. Will do.
Perfect. Right. Thank you, Kevin. Thank you, Sam. We appreciate it.
Bye.
All right. That was awesome. Kevin
was
Sorbo.
Good.
Sam Sorbo.
Yeah, again, that was really good.
The movie is Miracle in East Texas, and we did see a trailer, which you can see. Again, go to sorbostudios.com. It was really entertaining. I mean, just 2 minutes or so of the trailer, but some good stuff there.
I did. I watched some of the trailer. I watched the trailer this morning, and it looks like it's going to be hilarious too. So,
and he is right about that when he talks about the production quality, because everybody thinks, well, you got to spend $50 million to make a movie.
No,
what you do if you play Leonardo, 30 of the 50, right? I mean, that's where a lot of the money goes, and the advertising budget and all that. But as far as the cameras, you would have no idea watching this movie that it's an independent movie that costs $3 million, not $50 million to make, because it's same quality, same cameras, everything, and very good acting. I mean, it's wonderful. So yeah, we're happy that they're friends of this show, and we'd be happy to promote that for them.
They're really good people, and I've never been around Sam, but I've just watched her and listened to her, and she's a special lady, and he's a special guy. You know, he really
I'm telling you, when he talked about it, he told me that in Philadelphia that he plays golf, just same thing he just said, that he plays in an hour and a half, and used to in California, and now he does in Florida. And we think about it, and I'm a pretty fast golfer too, but an hour and a half for 18 holes is almost sprinting between holes. I mean, that's
How did Kevin do at Aronimink? Because I know that lasted a lot longer than an hour and a half.
I actually don't know what he shot. It's a good question, because obviously I didn't play with him. But I didn't ask him how he played. I did see him from a few different holes away, mm-hmm. And he was, I mean, he's a very good golfer.
Yeah.
I think he, I think he carries a 4 or 5 handicap or something. So,
well, you were one of the celebrities too. So you had to play with a group. So, you know.
Yes. Yeah. We had, I played with a junior golfer and a couple of different members. So, yeah, it was fun. It was, we had a great, great time and the weather held off because we had a little chance of rain, but, and it was chilly because, I remember that I actually had to buy a couple of, I had to buy a couple of, zip ups at Aronimix Pro Shop because it was chilly.
Were they on sale?
We went, no.
No.
They were clearly not on
$249 and up a piece. Yeah, yeah, I know.
But you got the little logo, right? So, but anyway, it was a great event. So happy to do it. All right, Frank, I think that's a good show for us right there.
That was pretty good. It's not a long show because there's really not a lot going on the PGA Tour. We and I don't want to step on the interview with them. I thought that was a lot of fun. Had a couple of little audio issues, but we can get through that. But
But yeah. I mean, it was funny that you said, "Hey, next time let's get Sam."
And all of a sudden, there she is.
There's Sam.
I know. I loved it. That was great.
How about this time? How about this time?
Hey, next time, can you get Tom Cruise?
Yeah. Can you hand the phone to George Clooney?
Oh God. That isn't going to happen. Can you imagine? Can you imagine Kevin Sorbo and Freddie Couples when Kevin was in the height of his Hercules day? I mean, he was like all the women were crazy about him.
500 sit-ups a day and all that.
And he even said in front of his wife. Now I want to hear the conversation going on right now in that kitchen because he said, and we were both single then, so we got around.
Cuts both ways, I'm sure she'd say.
Oh boy,
single too.
Well, Sam is a gorgeous woman too. So. Yeah, I can't wait to see it. He kind of. I don't want to give the movie away. I've seen some pieces,
well,
but
he kind of told us about it. But yeah, it's an entertaining movie about a couple of hustlers. It's almost like when you said Redford Newman. They probably were thinking, okay, it's a lot like the movie that they did. You know, when they were scamming Robert Shaw. Remember in
The Sting.
The Sting.
Yes.
So probably similar characters, if you will.
Yeah. You really don't want to scam the guy who'll get the fish to come bite you.
Yeah.
You know. And the man who survived the Indianapolis sinking.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you remember that story. Yeah.
Yeah.
So tell me this. Well, okay. Before we go, I mean, talking about celebrities and stars and all that, and you brought up Burton. How's Burton Gilliam, our good friend from Blazing Saddles, doing?
Burton's doing good. And when you said that about, you know, he wouldn't be because his movie, or the movie we talk about all the time, is Blazing Saddles, not necessarily a conservative movie.
No.
But Burton is very like-minded when it comes to that as far as, I mean, he lived in L.A. back in the day, but he hasn't lived in L.A. in a long, long time. And a lot of that kind of stuff irritates him. So that's, he and Kevin, I think, and they probably have, I'm sure, run into each other either at those autograph signing or some of the celebrity tournaments. But Burton's now 85 years old.
Wow.
And doing fine. Yeah, he's matter of fact, every now and then when we play, I'm glad he does it because he's trying to stay in shape and everything, but he'll, you know, hit a ball astray or something like that. He'll get out of the cart and he'll go, "No, I'm good here. I'm good here." And he'll jog to his ball. I mean, at 85, he's jogging across the fairway. To go hit his golf ball. So yeah, I mean, he's in really good shape.
Good. I've got to get out to Dallas so we can all go play sometimes. I think sometime that'd be a hoot.
He's got a really good swing. I mean, I played with Gary, and he's 88 years old, and obviously,
well, you can't
a very
compare
good
those.
Golfer still. No, I'm saying a very good golfer still, but he still hits the ball very solid. Gary Player does. And I say that because Jack Nicklaus, I don't think he even hits a ball anymore, right? So I mean, you get to that age, there's a lot of things happen to you health-wise that you can't necessarily do it. Well, Burton hits a really solid, I bet you his tee shots are 225. For 85 years old, 225 is a pretty good drive.
Yeah.
I mean, really good. So, and he hits it solid. So, yeah, I mean, he plays well.
Well, you know, if you hit it in the middle of the club face, I mean, that's
what they say.
It goes a lot further than if you swing so dang hard that you hit it on the toe or on the heel, it doesn't go anywhere.
Oh. I got to tell you this too. So I'm playing.
Mr. Cotta.
I'm playing Monday in a cystic fibrosis event with our good friend Art Sellinger.
Yes,
right? Talking about hitting the ball.
Or a long drive. Yeah,
and that's Art's big mantra: is hit the ball in the middle of the club face. I know I used to hit it a mile. Everybody, I don't anymore, and people do, and they all think long drive. He says the ball will go further with your nice, easy, fluid swing if you can just hit it in the middle of the club face instead of trying to crank it and you miss. And you know how it is, Frank, by centimeters makes a big difference,
yeah.
right?
Yes, I know for a fact.
He sent me a video, and you guys should, I'm saying this for a reason. You should all check this out. I don't know where he found it, but I'm sure it's online somewhere. He sent me a video because Gary Player is a big student of Ben Hogan, right? And admired Ben Hogan, says he had the greatest game ever, and even gave us as a gift when we went to the tournament a couple weeks ago, Ben Hogan's five lessons that he autographed, Gary Player did, sitting right here on my desk. So he's a big proponent of Hogan.
He autographed Ben Hogan's book for you?
Yes, yes.
That's pretty cool.
I know it's a bit of a dichotomy because you...
Well, no, not really. They were friends.
But he signed it. So there's this video out, and it's Hogan, I mean, it's a player with a junior golfer, and he says, now, when you take the club back, freeze right there as the guy's on his backswing. And then he takes his arm, I mean his hand, player does, between the player's left bicep, if you will, and his chest, and kind of goes back and forth and feels, see there? There's like 5-6 inches between those two. Now let me tell you what Hogan told me. And he said, and it took him until he was 70 years old, player said. And I was too stupid when I was young, when Hogan was telling me this when I was a young player, even though I won 9 majors, that left bicep is good for you too, Frank, should stay, because he said the problem is that we don't always hit the same swing, right? We don't always take it back the same. It's always a little bit different. He said what Hogan did to make it exactly the same every time is his left bicep would scrape against his chest the whole way back. So you picture what I'm saying?
I'm doing it right now in the studio.
So because most of us are taught separation,
hit the mic.
Most of us are taught separation.
Yeah.
Get those arms out there and get your extension. When you take your club back, get it extended out, way out like this, and then take it over your shoulder and back down in it. He said no. Hogan said keep that right against your chest the entire way, because that will never change. And that's a thought that'll be in your head. You feel it going against your chest, almost like the pros. You see them tuck their shirt in, Justin Rose. Remember they tuck their shirt under their armpit?
You see them
do that before they hit sometimes? That's for that reason. They're trying to keep that left bicep against their left chest.
Well, that forces you to turn properly, too.
Yes.
I just did that in here. You probably heard me hit the microphone.
and you'll think, well, I'm taking a club way too inside, right? That's what we're always told. Don't take the club so
you're
inside.
Taking it too far inside. Too far inside. Yeah. So well, we inherently develop bad habits trying to extend.
Yeah. And so he said, I didn't realize this till I was 70 years old. This is what a player was saying. So it's online. There's something in there. It'll be Gary Player explaining the Ben Hogan method. He said that was one of his secrets. That, of course, Hogan's secrets, he wouldn't, you know, it was like the McDonald's dressing or whatever, right? McDonald's secret sauce that they put on there.
Kind of like Heinz and Hunt's.
You know, yeah, Heinz and Hunt's.
That was pretty good.
He said so that he had a lot of secrets, but he wouldn't tell many people, right? He just kind of kept it because he didn't
beat
him. And he said, but that was one of them. And it said he told him that when he was 25 years old, and he didn't listen to it, didn't pay any attention. Now, of course, I said something to Art about that. And Art goes, yeah, obviously a lot of people, Jack's swing is very different than Arnie's swing, different than Tom Watson's swing. So they're all some difference. But that's a good thing for people to know is maybe the best ball striker of all time. That was one of his fundamental moves was when you take that club back, keep that left arm against your left chest on the way back.
Yeah.
And then come through. So there you go. Yeah. So that's a little Art Gary Player tip. Huh.
So you and Artie are playing together.
Yeah, we're playing on Monday at Las Colinas Country Club, an invited club, by the way. It's the same course where they play.
Is it their charity event?
This is a cystic fibrosis charity event. Yeah. Yeah.
So it's probably inviting every invited club, which is great. I mean, Invited is one of our sponsors, and we really appreciate their title sponsorship. Mm-hmm. But every invited club does a charity event this time of year, which is the one I played in this past Monday. Right. Was at Temple Hills Country Club for Tunnel to Towers. And we'll have one at my club, Bluegrass Yacht and Country Club, here in Hendersonville, Tennessee, Nashville, same difference, next month. I don't know why they're waiting until November to do it, but
yeah.
Because it starts getting chilly in November.
Yeah.
But this may be the same type thing. And it's the event for cystic fibrosis, but it's a club corps charity thing.
Yeah.
I say club corps, invited clubs. Darn it. I've said club corps forever. Sorry, Mr. Pillsbury. I will say invited clubs. So thank you, invited clubs. Go to invited.com.
Invitedclubs.com.
Invitedclubs.com. Yeah, there.
Find out a club near you. That's who we're in. Yeah. Exactly right. All right.
So I'm going to send Sorbo I'm going to send him the picture that I sent you of me on the cover of the magazine.
Okay.
And say, hey, can you get me in a movie?
Are you looking for a good-looking co-star? Is that what you're going to say?
That's a good. What should I say? Yeah. Do you need a good-looking co-star for your next golf movie?
Yeah.
I'm afraid what he might send back. No, Kevin's first-class guy. He would probably laugh.
You want a lot of women to watch your movies? Then put me in.
Then don't put me on there. That's for darn sure. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. That was great. That was really all fun right. that Sam good. Jumped yeah. in. I like that. Yeah. But anyway, so okay. All right. Tell Burton when you see him. I said hello.
I will do it.
You boys have a fun time playing in the tournament.
And I'll say hi to Art.
And to Artie. Hello. Tell Artie I said hello also.
Yep, we'll do it. All right, we are out of time. Thank you, everybody, for listening. We do appreciate each and every one of you every time you listen to our show. And tell all your friends to listen to Golf Talk America. Thank you to Sam and Kevin Sorbo as well. Again, check them out. Miracle in East Texas, sorbostudios.com. For Frank Bassett, I'm Tim Matthews. We appreciate everybody for listening and continue listening to Golf Talk America. We'll be with
you
next
later.
Time right here. Take care. Bye.